SBS Radio.
For 25-year-old Oshina Strawn, a melanoma diagnosis was the last thing she expected when she went to get her skin checked.
So in 2020, I missed my skin appointment due to the pandemic. And earlier this year, I just noticed that spot on my ankle, and I was told it was a new mole growing. However, I was just a bit concerned about it. It did itch, and it did change in colour a little bit. So there was some signs there that it was a bit concerning. And when I was told in my skin check appointment that it was fine, I just insisted on a biopsy because I had noticed those signs.
After having the melanoma removed from her ankle in April, she's now raising awareness about the disease and encouraging people of all ages to be sun safe and get routine checkups.
And it was quite a shock to the system. I'm 25 and I have olive skin, so it was something that I never thought I would have to deal with. Naively, melanoma does not have any barriers with age or skin colour. So I think being young, you just don't think it's going to happen to you. You don't think you have to deal with sun damage until later on in life. And it is quite scary to think and look back on now my habits as a young teenager. You know, SPF wasn't my priority, whereas now, rain, hail or shine, I've got SPF on.
Experts fear the COVID pandemic and lockdowns have caused a severe drop in new patients attending the Melanoma Institute Australia. It's the world's largest melanoma research and treatment facility. Professor Richard Scolia, co-medical director of Melanoma Institute Australia, fears that there could be many people within the community with undiagnosed melanoma.
We've seen a 20% reduction in the number of new patients that are coming to be treated at Melanoma Institute Australia. We don't think there's actually a reduction in the number of people who've got melanoma. It's a great concern to us that patients may be wandering around with melanoma, because we know that if it's detected early, most melanomas will be cured.
Georgina Long is also co-medical director and an oncologist at the Institute. She says there was an 18% drop in 2020 and likely a 20% drop this year in new patients attending for care.
If melanomas are caught early, they are curable. The treatment is simple surgical incision for early melanoma, and people can have a normal quality of life. However, if melanoma spreads, it's deadly. People have to get help early. If they see something changing on their skin and they're worried about it, they need to seek help and get that checked out by the medical team.
Australia has the highest melanoma rate in the world, with an estimated 16,000 people expected to be diagnosed this year alone. It's the most common cancer diagnosed in 20 to 39-year-olds and is also the deadliest form of skin cancer, with experts forecasting it will claim another 1,300 lives this year. But they are concerned that the message to be sun safe isn't getting through. These Coogee beachgoers say they've been a bit lax when it comes to applying sunscreen.
Today we didn't wear sunscreen. She already has a burn. We just thought we would come down really quickly just to sit for a little bit.
Others say they try to be more vigilant.
My mum's had some sun cancer cut out over the years, so definitely something that we all need to think about and make sure we're doing the right thing and make sure our kids are doing the right thing.
I actually, at the beginning of this year, had a little thing cut off my lip because I was a little bit worried about it. It didn't turn out to be cancerous, but it was some sun damage.
A reminder to slip, slop, slap when heading out under the harsh Australian sun. This is Tina Quinn with SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.